Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
waiting in line for a hot cup of Joe.
Hot cup of Joe?
It should be the nickname for coffee.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Yeah.
Who's Joe?
I'm going to do a quick Google.
Who's Joe and why does she deserve the name?
By the way, I never heard that until I was living in the States, and Americans use it a lot.
Oh, it's very American, isn't it?
Why is coffee called a hot cup of Joe?
Joe.
Oh, it's a Navy thing.
Oh.
Yeah, Secretary of the Navy. Are
you right?
You need a cup of Joe, mate.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, well.
So, in the Navy, Order 99.
No, say Secretary of the Navy.
Secretary of the Navy.
Yeah, she nailed it.
They prohibited alcohol aboard naval vessels. From then on, the strongest drink of any kind allowed on naval ships has been coffee. The presumably disgruntled and sober sailors weren't happy with the changes, so they started calling coffee a cup of Joe out of spite.
No. Coffee is considered the common man drink. Joe is considered the common man name.
Well, we've got different definitions.
Right, okay. No, that one makes sense because the question was...
Straight... Can you read ahead first?
No.
I just want to know where Joe came from.
Just common name.
Okay, common drink. Okay.
So is that better than the...
Yeah. So it's actually a slur.
What?
So a cup of Joe is a slur.
No, it's not.
No, because it's calling coffee just common.
Yeah, but... Some things are okay with being common, and that's not...
Yeah, that's not a slur is.
Didn't you just read out the fact that they came up with the name because they weren't happy with the fact that they weren't allowed to drink alcohol, so they came up with a name to...
Call them that out of spite. It still doesn't make sense why it's Cup of Joe, though. I mean, that one makes more sense. Still not a slur, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to then Google now what a slur is.
No. That'll kill the vibe.
Kill the mood, yeah. But...
I got it. Sorry. The Secretary of the Navy's name was Josephus Daniels. So that's why they called it Cup of Joe out of spite, because they were pissed off they couldn't drink.
So they were they having a go at this Joe guy?
At Joe for banning alcohol.
Right.
Well, I'm going to have a Cup of Joe then.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That makes more
sense.
And
that's when you can listen to the podcast, when you're, waiting in line for a coffee.
Or a cup of Joe.
I did that the other day, though. It wasn't this podcast. I was waiting in line for a coffee listening to a podcast. Listen to this one, though. I was listening to a sports one. I don't want to listen to myself. That's a bit narcissistic. Yeah. But I missed them calling my name.
Oh.
Because you were so into it.
So wait, as you wait in line, and then when you get to order, then pause the podcast, order, wait to get coffee, play the podcast as you walk away with your coffee.
Yeah, don't order with earphones. It's super rude.
Super rude, yeah. I always pull them out. Or pull one out, at least.
Pull one out. Because you
pull out. That's the lesson from today's podcast. Nathan, give me some like scary or spooky music.
Oh, I can do spooky. Yeah,
I think I've got some scary news.
Oh, you can do
spooky
news.
Give me something. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, is that spooky enough?
No, that's perfect.
Do you want me to throw some scream sound effects in there or not? That's
no, you can scream.
Oh, you want me to scream?
Yeah. Oh yeah. get this. No, I don't want screams. Stop looking for those.
Oh, you don't want screams?
No, I said you scream.
Yeah, but my scream, I don't have a good scream.
So I said just quiet ones, just a little,
That's not a scream, it's like a little moan.
Oh, it's really hard to tell the difference between the two, isn't it? Inside joke. The average Australian, mate, will spend 16.6 years of their life on their phone.
That's good.
That's a good one. 16 point killer music.
That's not
16.
Yeah,
point
that's
6
weird.
Years.
That's insane. 16.6 years on their phone. Now, are you saying talking, texting, or just being on
all
it?
All of it.
Yeah,
in
all
total,
together. Wow.
16 years of your life on average, you will spend on your phone.
Wow.
This is by reviews.org. They found Australians spend about 5.5 hours on their mobile on average each day.
Wow.
And that totals 145,800 hours over a lifetime, which would be 16.6 years.
Jeez, that puts it into perspective, doesn't it, when you add it all up?
So it's like you see a 16-year-old, That's your phone
life. That's phone life.
You see a 16-year-old on the street?
Phone life.
That scares me. I don't want to spend that. Because I've spoken about it. I found out that... Because the iPhone does the screen time thing.
Yeah. It tells you your weekly report.
So I went into that and I was spending... Oh, I can't remember what it was now. But it worked out to be 29 days a year on Instagram. Not on the phone, just on one app.
You were doing like...
February. I was doing February on Instagram.
Yeah. Weren't you doing like 7 hours a week on Instagram?
I think it might have been more. I think it might have been 7 or 8. Somewhere like that. that. But that's it worked out nuts. To be 20. I worked it out. It was 29 days a year.
And see, a lot of this activity would just be mindless scrolling. Isn't it?
It is. It is. Because I mean, we have the Jimmy Nath Instagram and the Hit Instagram. So I've got multiple Instagram accounts that I can waste time on. So I just unfollowed everyone off my personal. And it kicked it. Like, I got it down from, whatever it was, 7 or 8 hours. Now I only use, it's a couple of hours a week, like one or two.
Well, you took one third away because you've got, there's three accounts that you can be on.
Yeah, well, I mean, because, producer Grace has let us know. According to iPhone reports, Grace spends 5 to 7 hours a day on your phone. Oh.
There we go. Good stat.
Yes.
Glad we addressed that.
I read iPhone report. And I'm like, she's got something from Apple.
You think there was some producing research
in
there?
Yeah, I thought there was Apple. No, it's just
not a personal story.
That's my fault. I shouldn't read. It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, it's way too
much. Are you worried
much.
You're on your phone too much?
I'm not on it as much as you, but I'm still on it too much.
Yeah.
I'm still on it too much. The problem with me is I get frustrated with my phone because I'm not great with technology. So often, I get frustrated with my inability to type. So to the point where I'll just put it down and go, nah, I'm done. Because I feel like my phone offends my fat fingers. You know what I mean?
I tell you the thing I don't like is because now, like, in this day and age, right, because everyone's got their phone on all the time, everyone expects a reply straight away.
Actually, you know what? This is what does stress me out, and it happened to me yesterday because we played golf yesterday, so I wasn't on my phone for a period of about 3 to 4 hours, right?
I think it took us 6 hours.
Yeah, it took us a long... It was a slow day, right?
6 hours.
The most stressful thing is going back to your phone and seeing, like, because we're in group chats, it's like 50 plus messages, and then that's text messages. Then I've got Instagram, and then I've got both, the Jimmy Nath Instagram, the normal Instagram, Facebook, emails, everything. That stresses me out.
Well, that's what I was about to say, because it stresses me out. Because
the build-up.
I went to bed last night at 7 o'clock, so I got up early this morning. So when you go to bed, I know that's not normal, but Nathan, I get up early, and I went to the gym this morning as well, so I got up even earlier. But I've just got all these messages, and then people message me again. Going, well, why haven't you responded?
Yeah. Oh, it's stressful.
And it's like, well, people send stuff straight away on Instagram, on thing, and they kind of, you expect people to reply. Because I do it. When I text someone, I think, just reply.
Oh, hang on, Grace. I went to bed at 7:30 last night. Cool. Thanks, Grace.
Great. professional good-looking couple, former model Jacinta Franklin. Actually, I think she's still modelling. Yeah. Former AFL star Buddy Frank.
He's definitely still AFLing.
He still doesn't
play away games.
Yeah. Guys only play at home.
Yeah.
They have finally revealed their newborn son's name. So this was big talk of the town. They had a child, their second child, and they didn't do an announcement. They didn't come out and say our child's name is blah.
Can I guess? You know what it is, don't you?
Oh, I know what it is, yeah.
Oh, because I've no idea what it is.
They just put up an Instagram caption on the weekend and went, look, we're doing this. And it was in the caption.
Is it Mount?
Mount Franklin. Oh, geez, that'd be good.
Imagine.
It's not, though.
It's not. Okay.
It's Friend.
Friend Franklin?
Yeah.
Is it actually Friend Franklin?
You got Buddy Franklin and Friend Franklin.
Is it Benjamin?
You got a close account. Close acquaintance. They upload a caption. The child's name, drumroll, child's name is...
Yeah, it's drumroll worthy. Here you go.
Child's name is... Rocky.
Rocky Franklin.
Franklin.
Oh, I like that. That's
cool.
I like Rocky.
I actually just don't steal it if you listen to the show, but I like Buddy as a name. I've always liked Buddy.
Well, he wasn't going to name his kid Buddy.
No, but I'm saying I can.
I like Buddy. Yeah, I like
nickname
Buddy.
Bud for sure.
Bud, yeah. I want to get a golden retriever and call it Buddy.
Well, don't do that. Because I don't want to name my child after your dog.
Why not? Well, what if you name your child? What if I name my dog after your child?
Yeah, if I have the child first, it's fine. If the child comes first, you can name your dog after the child. You can't name your child after the dog.
It's a big question. What comes first, the child or the dog?
Yeah, who's gonna get first? You or me?
Well, we'll find out.
Careful. So their other daughter's name, I actually don't know how to say that. Talalala.
Doe a deer.
She comes in cause she's only one boot away. One boot away, baby. She comes in cause she's got the good news today. One boot away, baby.
I
guys, for those who can't see what's going on in the studio, Jim and Ed are just waving their arms in the air.
Yeah.
Just, why?
No, we just don't care.
Well, we just thought we'd do something exciting for you.
Because
we've thrown me so much.
We're like our Taylor Swift. Yeah. We're in the crowd.
Oh,
and
we've used that opener for you so long, so we just thought we'd change it up just for you.
You zhuzh it up with some arm wave. I like it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We wanted to bring in like a candle, but then we got fire alarms and everything in here.
Building manager doesn't like that.
We tried to use our phone lights, but then Nathan practiced earlier. You can't really tell. It's too light in the studio.
Drains the battery.
So we do it with arm waving.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, it's the little things.
Yeah.
It's the little things.
Stop it. Got some news.
We've really thrown it.
You've thrown me so
much. Arm wave,
We should have known. Taylor Swift fan. The fans love arm waves.
Oh, they do it.
She's like, all right, everyone, let's wave your head.
Yeah.
I do have some news today.
Okay, so you go.
UTAS has announced they're going to be bringing in a master's degree of physiotherapy. Now, normally you wouldn't think this is big news, but it is for Tasmanians because so many people obviously finish college in Tassie and then have to, if they want to pursue some courses at university, they have to go into state to study. And that's been a huge problem with students leaving and never coming back.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge problem that UTAS have had. They don't have, obviously, it's not a huge university, so they can't offer every single course under the sun. So they're bringing in physiotherapy and also occupational therapy and speech pathology courses are also on the cards too. So it's good news. Hopefully we can retain some Tasmanians in Tassie.
Yeah, this is good, keeping our students in here and I guess then expanding that industry within here as well. So I guess if people are looking to hire physiotherapists, they don't have to look to the mainland to do so.
It's good that we can you know, upskill locals and have them take on local jobs here as well. So I think it's a huge boost for students obviously leaving high school, leaving college, giving them more opportunities here.
Now, often when this happens, they have to flick a course. Did they have to get rid of a course?
Not that I've heard.
Oh, that's good.
What would they want to get rid of?
The radio course, because we don't want people botting at our
ankles. There's no radio degree there.
No, not anymore, mate. Made sure it was gone. Welcome back to the studio, Tassie music icon, friend of the show. He's been here all week, Mr. Hugo Bladel.
Good morning, boys.
Morning, Hughie.
Hughes, of course, we've got you in here because all week we've been giving away tickets to the Fresh Produce Music Festival, also putting people in the running who've won the tickets to win these VIP Produce Pair tickets as well, which will be decided tomorrow. Now, your final opportunity to score tickets and to get in the running for these VIP Fresh Produce tickets is right now, 131060. Jim, a game you've come up with that people are loving. You can check it out on our Instagram, at Jim and Nath, of course, Fresh Produce. For Fresh Produce.
Yeah, I mean, you've really said it all, Nath. The only thing that I'll add is, I put stuff in Hugo's mouth.
Which is the main part. That's the main thing.
That's the...
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say something, but I got my mouth full.
How did you go yesterday? For those that missed it, you can see it on our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath, or at Hugo's, at Hugo Bladel. Big eggplant yesterday.
Yeah, well, guys, I got in the car this morning, I think, hang on, why am I doing this? Because you might have shoved a big eggplant down my gullet, Jimmy, and I was kind of confused. I was slightly kind of scared and slightly turned on.
Well, I think I was telling you the other day, I was chatting to someone and they were a big fan of yours. They've been watching you from, a busketer now. You're doing quite well in the music industry. And I believe at some stage, coming up in the future, next couple of weeks, we're going to chat about a new album and stuff. I don't want to give too much away. But
yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
under wraps. I'm looking forward to having that chat. But I also, it's funny, she texts me and she was like, because I said, I'm mates with you, and didn't believe me. And then sends me a message and go, I believe you are friends with Hugo now. And I went, why? Like, well, if he's willing to put things in his mouth for you, must be a mate. Has to be a close friend.
Oh, he's a good friend of the show. Absolutely.
Yeah. We've bonded.
All right. 131060. This is your last opportunity to score yourself a double pass to the Fresh Produce Music Festival and also get yourself in the running to win these VIP Produce Pair tickets. Of course, Fresh Produce Festival with G Flip, Matty Jane, Lime Cordial, our very own Hugo Bladel, and more. Hobart Showgrounds, September 10 and 11. Ticketsmoshsticks.com.au, or for the final time, you can win them from us right now. Hugo Bladel still here.
I thought you were... I thought, hang on, I'm not Jackie Lambie.
Jackie Lambie's here.
Yeah, well, she might be. She might be outside waiting.
Hugo does a great Jackie Lambie impression.
After 8:30, of course, Jackie Lambie. Right now, though, for the final time, Jim, we're giving away Fresh Produce Music Festival tickets. The game is called Fresh Produce for Fresh Produce.
Yeah, I've just picked some things from my garden. And I put them in Hugo's mouth.
So you got a great garden, by
I do. The way. I just love spending time in it, you know what I mean? Gets me one with the earth. Really reconnect.
Right, Hughes, before we put the fresh produce in your mouth this morning, can you give us a little demo of what the song will actually be so people can know how talented you really are before we ruin it?
Okay. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, it's mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he was calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting.
Oh, so good. Okay, a bit Eminem.
It doesn't just do Jackie Lambie, does Slim Shady.
Now do Slim Shady as Jack. No, we don't have time. All right.
Later.
Jim, hand Hughie B the fresh produce for today. Hughes,
it's a bit smaller than yesterday.
Much
just
smaller.
A tiny hint.
Okay. Right. Hughes, pop that in your mouth. Our callers are ready. They are listening. We've got Zach and Mel. Oh, that's not going to be good to hold in your mouth. At all. It's dripping.
No.
It's dripping.
No.
Okay, do the song. Quick, do the song. Here we go. It's dripping. Oh, make it stop, the poor bugger. Can someone get him a towel? Grace, can we get him a towel?
Or a tissue or anything?
Oh, the poor bloke. You okay?
These were new pants.
Oh, okay, so there's a hint for you straight away. Leaking everywhere. All right, let's go to Zach from South Arm. Hey, Zach, how are you?
Good, boys. How are you?
We're going all right, Zach. You heard that rendition of Eminem. What is the fresh produce in Hugo's mouth this morning?
I'm going to say tomato.
You're going to say tomato?
A great option, because tomatoes are quite juicy. Whatever this is, has got plenty of juice in it. But no.
Not a tomato. No. Stay there, Zach. We go to Mel from Lauderdale. Hey, Mel, we got you?
Yes.
Mel, did you hear the rendition of Eminem by Hugo Bladel?
I did.
Okay,
yep.
And what do you think the fresh produce is?
I'm going to guess beetroot.
Beetroot, also very juicy.
Juicy vegetable, no.
God, if it was beetroot, God, that would stain that beautiful white jacket. No, not beetroot. Stay there, though, Mel. Now, Zach, we're about to go back to you, but Hughes, I've got some bad news.
Hughes, do you want to... You sure?
Yeah.
He's got to do it, mate. He's committed.
He doesn't have to do anything.
He's committed.
No, it's okay.
Chuck it in your mouth, mate.
It's because I love you, boy.
Here we go. Put it in.
Oh,
seeds falling out. Go, Hughes. Okay, that'll do. Zach, this is so painful. God, please get this right. I feel so sorry for him.
Hughes, I love
He's
you.
Wincing. There's seeds.
It's all over his
Okay, Zach, what's the fresh produce? Please get it right.
All right, I'm going to go passion fruit.
It's not passion fruit.
I need to give him a bit of a clue, lads.
It's a something with plenty of juice.
Plenty of juice, and I said seeds too.
And not something you'd want to put in your mouth.
No.
Not a tasty fruit.
You often
not a tasty fruit.
Have it with other things on stuff. Mel from Lauderdale, what's the fresh produce?
I'm going to guess lemon.
It's a lemon, Mel. Hey, Mel, can I ask you another question? You've won the tickets. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
Can you ask Hugo to sing us out a little bit more with some lemon in his mouth?
Hugo, can you sing us out with some lemon in your mouth?
Oh, Hugo, the caller wants it.
Yeah, I got a bit of lemon M for you.
Oh, go on, Hughes.
Lemon M.
His eyes are watering.
I'm here on a daily rind.
Round of applause.
That's so good.
Well done, Hugo. That was pain.
Check out the video at Jimmy Nath, at Hugo Bladel. There is no juice left in that lemon, mate. You de-juiced it.
At least I'm getting my vitamin C for the day.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.